call received from home care agency.
Mommy speaking, how can I help you?
Hi, is this a home care?
Yes, this is.
I'm calling in to make sure how we are paid and if I have a client, what is the requirement?
So you want to basically sign up to be a caregiver for somebody?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. I'm happy to help. And where do you guys live? Where does the patient live? Where do you live?
This is in Temple, PA.
PA? Which county? Do you know?
Yeah. Renning.
Redding,
in
PA?
Temple. Yeah.
All right. Let me check.
Yeah, let me clear this out here.
Just a second. Just a second. You said Redding, PA, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know the zip code? Just so I can make sure.
Okay. I think it's 5. I'm not on my head right now.
No, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Okay, so do you know if the patient has Medicaid?
Medicaid and Medicare, I think both.
Both? Okay, do you want me to check so I can confirm that?
Before we go down, I'm asking you, I would like to know some information before I give you more information, because I know if somebody I'm comfortable being with before I give you the information.
Of course,
I need,
sure.
I need to know some information about your
No problem. What
about your agency?
Sure. What would you like to know? I'm happy to help.
Okay. What are we paid?
Do you know how many hours the patient got approved?
Yes.
How many?
84. 85 hours.
How many hours per week, do you know?
I work, for the week I work 85 hours with the patient.
85 hours for the patient?
Yeah, that's what I work a week.
Oh, okay. Now, are you doing the overtime?
I work from 8 in the morning to 10 in the night, Monday to Thursday, Friday. I work from 8 in the morning to 12 at night.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
work Saturdays.
Okay,
next
nope.
We have our next agency work only on Saturdays.
Okay, no problem. And how much do you have in mind per hour? Because I see that there
no,
is...
No, you tell me. You,
so I'll tell
you.
You
what?
I'll tell you, there is a lot of overtime, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have to ask. Give me 1 second.
Yeah. I need to know how much you are paying. I don't want to say what I got in mind. I need to know, you know.
Right, I understand. But I'm happy to work with you. And, you know, let's say you get paid
now. I want to know and I can tell you.
Sure, no problem. Give me just 1 second and I'm finding out for you, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
What's your name?
Gwyneth.
Gwyneth?
Yeah, Henry.
All right, just a second. I'm finally, I'm waiting for an answer.
This is which agency I'm talking to.
This
somebody
is
give me a number.
Oh, okay, yeah, this is Family First.
Family First?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just a minute. All Would 1450 work for you?
1450?
Yeah.
Yeah, pay holiday pay.
Yes.
Yeah, pay vacation time.
Correct.
What about 15?
15 is a bit too much for the overtime because it's 45 hours of overtime, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a lot. So,
but like, my clients, some usually travel, and all they usually go out of the country. For instance, he's gonna leave next month. Yeah, he usually go like every couple months or 2 weeks out of the country, and he has to get other people to come to work with me because, you know, certain amount of hours, I think, yeah, wouldn't approve for me to work. So then you have to go on vacation, somebody else got to work with me. So for the amount of hours, yeah, I'll be getting. So yeah, I'll be getting more hours. Then you got to travel. And you do travel steady for 2 weeks.
Right, I understand.
Sometimes his job sent him for a week. For instance, this weekend he's going to California for 3 days. So we have to get people to work with me whenever we gotta go on this trip.
Right, right. I understand.
Yeah, I'll be getting all the hours. And with me bringing a patient over to your company, how much, what is the bonus, or yeah, I don't have that, let me know.
Right. So the thing is, I don't think I can do 15 an hour. I'm just being honest with you because it's a lot of overtime.
Okay.
So I don't want to tell you, yes, I can do 15 when I don't think I can, you know? I don't want to just say something
okay.
that I...
So it's like 15 an hour?
So what?
1450 an hour?
Yes. I can try to do 1450 for you.
1450. You said you have pay, vacation pay, overtime.
Yes.
Vacation. Yeah, I do PTOs, right?
Correct.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. I said yes, we can.
Yeah, I have the PTO hours. Something else. Yeah, I have other, anybody else can work along with me or?
Yes,
yeah,
of course.
In my district. Because
yes.
What happens? Yeah, I'll do, the VA hours too, or
yes, we do. Is it a VA case?
Because I don't want you to tell me you do VA hours, and when I bring VA, because I'll be bringing more hours than what I bring, because I can bring over this Saturday to you guys.
Right. Yes, I'm happy to help.
That's why I'm asking for my $15 an hour, because I will bring over all my hours. I would let my client, because I'm with this client actually 3 years.
Oh, nice.
So
but
yeah,
the thing is
to look
that,
for a company.
Right. But the thing is that because it's a lot of overtime, I can do the overtime for you from 40 to 85 hours, but I can't go more than 1450. 1450 is already a lot. So
okay.
I don't want to.
All right. Oh, no problem.
I'm happy to help.
Okay, I will consider the 1450.
Yes.
And I'll say I'll do VA hours too.
Okay.
Okay, so I can let him bring over the VA hours too. But I don't work Saturday, and I'm not gonna work Sundays only if my client's son is going on his vacation. So he prefer me do overnight, like come in to do the night hours once he's not there.
Okay. Sure.
So that's the only time I would work on Sunday. But Monday to Friday, I would work my hours.
Oh, okay. Okay, no problem. We can.
I hope you have somebody to cover all the Sundays. Other than when he's traveling, I would come in to work the Sundays.
Right.
Me and somebody else.
No problem. And how many hours did the patient get approved in total per week, I would say?
I know how much hours I do. So
right.
I could only tell you what I do. When his son comes, because he tell me look for a agency that I'm comfortable with. So
right.
If I give him the number and say, okay, I'm going to use this agency. I'm going to work with this agency.
Okay, yeah, sure.
And then
so,
he would call. He would make the call after. And yeah, I'll
right.
get into more details. He just wants me to find a company I'm comfortable with, 100%. Work with everything that I'm supposed to get. So,
Of course.
That's all he wants me to do.
Of course.
I hope you said yes, and then when it's Sunday, we don't have anybody to work.
Yeah, so
but we want people to always be here with the patient because he's more bedridden. He don't walk anymore like before.
Right.
But
right.
I would listen from the bed to his recline in the bedroom. He usually used to use a walker, but now he don't. Because he's 98 years old.
Oh, wow. God bless him.
Yeah. And he's an Army veteran.
Okay. Sure. So I'm happy to help you with the process and to switch over if you are interested, obviously, and if you are comfortable, because that's the main thing is for you to be comfortable and be happy. And that's what our goal is, to make sure that you are happy.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
I need to know if what is your requirement for me to come over there with your company? What do you need me to do?
Right now, if you are interested, then I can just write down, like, the basic information, and then I can have my intake team give you a call, and they will guide you through the process and let you know what to do and, you know, how to go about
it. I need a set of tests on all these things. Who pay for that? Y'all pay for that, or I have to pay for that?
For what?
All the tests that y'all would need.
Oh, so because
because
you're already with an agency, then you don't have to do much because you already have all the paperwork.
Mhm. I think the agency would have all the paperwork.
Yeah, so you should be good.
I remember they do it; they pay for it. So.
Yeah. So. But I can have my intake team.
My client is not comfortable with the agency. She doesn't ask me to look for one I'm comfortable working with.
Right. No, of course. Because
they're not sending people to work Sundays, and they have a problem, and I do the Sundays to pay me.
Right.
Because they don't come and relieve me when they go on his vacation. I don't get relief. I don't get relief, and to pay me, it's an old issue, so he don't want to use them anymore.
Right. Right, of course. So it's the most important that you are happy because you're the one that deals with the agency all the time, and you're the one that's getting paid to do all that. So I understand you have to be comfortable and you have to be happy. So that's our goal, and I'm happy to help you out. If you want, I can take down some information, and I can also check if my intake team is available to speak to you today and to give you a rundown of everything.
Yes, I would like to speak to somebody where I can definitely know what's going on, because I don't want to come over and then certain things is not, you know, not how it's said when you come for the interview, because he was glad to move like now. Because before you leave to go on the road, you asked me to look Since last week he asked me, but I was kind of thinking, you know, like, I didn't want to push it, but he told me again I need to look for somewhere, so I decided
right.
to call somebody, and they gave me this number to call.
Right. So is the patient on the VA program or just Medicaid? And
Medicaid and VA. The VA is on Saturday.
Okay, so VA is
the
only
VA
on Saturday.
VA hours is on Saturday.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. VA hours.
So I would bring over the Saturday and everything to your company if I'm coming with him. But the VA is with the next company, but I can still, once I got people to work, I will bring over the hours.
Right. Okay. Sure. So what, let me, do you mind if I just write down the basic information so I can let my intake girl know what we spoke and, you know, give her a rundown.
Oh,
like, just we don't have
thing,
to.
Yeah, I'll give bonus to coming over or no, yeah, I'll don't give bonus.
We do have a bonus, yes.
How much is your bonus?
Let me check how much I can do for you. Would 300 work for you?
No. Uh-uh.
What do you have
I go
in
over the company for more than 300. No, no. Come on.
What do you have in mind?
Well, the last company I go with, my bonus was $1,000.
Oh, okay.
500, 6 weeks, yeah, the 500.
Okay. Uh-huh. So let me, I'm asking for you, okay?
Come on. Yeah, that's $300. It's all right. Come on, tell them to do better than that.
Okay, let me try. I'm going to try.
One more thing. How much years in existence, y'all alone?
What? I'm sorry?
How much years service y'all alone? How long y'all alone? How long the company is around?
Over a decade, I would say.
Okay.
Long time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yes. Mhm.
Now, why am I asking? Because he's gonna ask. So I want to, you know.
Right. No.
Know.
Of course, he wants to know. Of course.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
tell him to do better than that.
Okay.
That's
you know what?
Right.
I'm gonna try for the $1,000 for you.
Yeah. I would settle for the $1,000. I settle for less. Come on.
No.
I know what's going on. I'm bringing
no,
a whole case to you guys. Come on.
Look, I'm not the owner, so I don't, you know, I don't make up these.
No,
tenants.
I know, but I know what's going on. I know you're not the owner, but I know what's going on. I'm bringing a patient with a lot of hours. Come on. They got to do better than that.
Right. No, I understand. So I'm here to work with you. So let me do the $1,000
yeah, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm gonna make sure that we do the $1,000 for you.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to write all this down so like this we know what we spoke, what we agreed on.
Because that's what I'm doing too, so that we got an agreement, you know.
Exactly.
I'm not going to come over and from one mess to next mess.
No, of course. Not a problem. Okay, so let me make sure that I'm writing all this down.
Yeah, get it. Yeah.
Okay. And do you mind if I write down the patient's name?
Yeah, Tommy Davis.
Okay. Tommy, T-O-M-M-Y?
Yeah.
Davis, D-A-V-I-S?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see what else so I can... Can I, let me look up his Medicaid really quick here in the system. 1 minute.
Check Medicaid or Medicare and see which one he has.
Yeah, I'm going to check both. What's his date of birth? Yeah. What's Tommy's date of birth?
November 17th, 1927, I think. 27. I think it's 1927.
I'm going to check. So 11-17-1927?
Yeah, November 17th.
Yeah, let me check. 1 minute. Davis. How's your day going so far?
Perfect.
Awesome. That's good to hear. Thank God.
Yeah, perfect. No complaint. And the patient and his family, no problem. He lives with his son. His son is Tommy Davis. So once I approve the company, I'm going to tell him that this company I'm going to use, give him the number. Yeah, from there, he's going to take it. But I need to speak to somebody else other than somebody who in charge of things. At least I can know exactly what I'm getting into.
Exactly. Okay, yeah.
I know you do recruitment. I know that. But, you know, I need to speak to somebody inside so we won't have problems down the line.
Right. No, of course, 100%. We don't
the
like
the main
problems.
Thing is getting people out here on Sundays to work, Saturdays, and when is his son has to travel, people to come, somebody else to come to relieve me to do the hours.
Right.
But y'all won't allow me to work more than 16 hours, I think.
No problem. You said Tommy's, what's Tommy's legal name? Like, what does it say on his card? T-O-M-M-Y? His card, like his Medicaid card,
I think so. His son would more answer the card story but his medication, when his medication comes, hold on, let me see.
Okay, take your time.
Was it spelling on his medication? Okay. Information with him, I prefer his son answer his information. T-O-M-M-E.
Oh, okay, that's better.
I-E.
I-E?
No, hold on. I'll make sure what I'm telling. Yeah, I-E.
I-E, okay.
T-O-M-M-I-E. D-A-V-I-S. J-R. Junior.
Okay. And his date of birth, 11-17?
Yeah. I think it's 1927. Or 1928. Either 27 or 28. One of the two.
Okay,
I'm sure it's 27, though.
It's 28, actually, in 1928.
Okay. Yeah.
I just checked here.
Yes, I think they got it.
1928, Tommy Davis. Okay, perfect. So he's with Community Health Choices, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he should be good. And how do you spell your name? I'm not sure if I have it right.
G-W-E-N-E-T-T-E.
Okay. And your last name is Henry?
Yeah, H-E-N-R-Y.
Okay. And is this the best phone number to reach you?
Yeah, this is my phone number.
Okay. Do you have another phone number just in case?
No. There's only one phone. I have one number.
Okay.
For 3 years I got this phone, same number.
Amazing. That's good.
Yeah, I'm not a phone person.
Yeah. Better without the phone, I can tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one more question. What's the home address for Tommy? He lives with his son, right?
Parker Hills, Europe. Yeah.
27
Parker Hills, Europe. Yeah. Parker 27 Hills, Europe.
Parker Hills Road.
Yeah.
Okay. Horton Road?
Hillsview.
27 Hillsview Road. Hillsview Road.
4040.
2740.
27.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. That's an
hour. 40. Yeah. Not Arlington. I think it's Renan. This is Renan area. Not Arlington.
No, let me see.
This is Renan, I think. Because it's in Temple.
So you said it's 2740 or just 40?
4027.
Okay, got you. Okay. 2040, 27. Yeah, Temple. Okay, yes, you're right.
Yes.
All right, 1 second.
And if I bring on somebody else to work with your company, what is your, like if I bring somebody on to the company?
And you want to be their caregiver?
No. I'm not on the caregiver, like a worker, if you send somebody on to the company.
Oh, so just like a bonus or something?
Yeah, what y'all do or it just go down on your record, what is it?
I can ask if you're bringing another client. I'm sorry?
It's not a client, I think somebody who would work.
Oh, like if someone is looking for employment, you mean?
Yeah, looking for that, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we can help them as well. Like we have cases that are always looking, you know, we always have patients that need help. So we can do that, sure.
I would tell the person. Because sometimes she works here to do release with us. So if she want to come over.
No problem, sure. Let me check if my intake girl is available now. Just a minute. I'm going to write a little note here, so just a second, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I would give my client the number so he can make the call to you guys once I agree to stick with this company.
No problem.
I'm talking to somebody, our next agency. When I'm finished getting all the, I'm gonna let you know. Yeah. And they said to do 8 hours to Mr. Tommy. So I tell them, I'm going to talk to you concerning it, because we have here, and they have people. What's the name of the company again? Could you tell
Family
me?
Family First.
And then existence, over 50 years. Family First. Yeah, and
You know what, Gwinnett, can I have my intake team give you a call back within in the next few minutes? I'm going to have someone reach out.
Yeah, because I want to talk to Mr. Tommy concerning it. So before I go to him to talk, I want to make sure.
Yeah, of course,
agreement before.
So
I'm going to wait on the call. Yeah, I'm going to wait on the call.
Yeah, okay. So
what's your name?
My name is Mimi. I'm going to have her call you on this number, yeah? 0903, that's your number?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look out
yeah.
for a phone call. If you don't get a call, just call me back. I'll give you my number.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Thank you.
Sure. So you want to write it down?
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can give me
that. 67?
267. Mm-hmm.
267551.
7442. 7442. And mm-hmm. my extension is 142. 142. All right. 267551-7442.
Correct.
Extension 142.
Perfect.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Any questions, let me know. I'm happy to help.
Yeah, I just want somebody to talk to me properly before we can go ahead.
Sure.
So far, what you told me, I'm comfortable with it. You didn't tell me if they say they're going to pay the $1,000 bonus.
Yes, I'm going to, I'll make sure of that. I wrote this down, so.
Okay.
Don't worry.
All right.
Okay?
Good. When I get this, my information that I need in hand, then I'm going to forward it to Mr. Tom.
Amazing.
So he can start.
Perfect.
And
okay.
How early I can start, if I agree to start with you guys. How early?
Honestly, right away, as soon as possible.
Okay. Well, when he get the thing, he do a necessary call how we got to do, and
yes,
I'm going to
we'll get it going. We'll guide you through the process and all that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.